IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints with me, Atta, the host of this program. I have two special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom for today's discussion, Sister Zainab and Sheikh Rouhani. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
And Sister Zainab, assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum salam.
All right, why does Karbala and the movement of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam resonate beyond religious boundaries? In fact, making Imam al-Hussein's sacrifice a universal one. Sister Zainab, let's start with you. Why the cause of Imam al-Hussein, his sacrifice and his movement really goes beyond religious boundaries and geographical borders?
Obviously, this is I'm just going to sort of relate this, especially to people who maybe are outside of Islam, because obviously this is the astounding, amazing thing that the appeal of Imam Hussein's revolution goes way beyond the borders of Islam and spreads around the world. And obviously, this is something that obviously, just by our very nature as human beings, we are attracted to the good. And obviously, people in the West around the world, we like the good, we like heroes, and we do have a tendency to want to fight oppression, to condemn injustice. And obviously, on one level, people can very easily see that this is what Imam Hussein was doing. He was standing against a very corrupted, devious, and dangerous tyrant.
That's right.
And so obviously this, on one level, this message is very easy for people outside of sort of Islam to understand. And obviously this is also why they're attracted to it. And we're aware that, for example, the annual pilgrimage in Iraq called Arba'in gathers people from outside of Islam and from across the world, really, to come and visit Karbala and to sort of pay homage to Imam Hussein.
That's right. And during the history of the world, so many people, non-Muslims, were attracted to the cause and movement of Imam al-Hussein. You cannot believe it, but one of them was Charles Dickens. One of the major questions that Charles Dickens asks is that if Hussein was after political power, why did he take his family with himself? So a commander and a ruler, when he wants to go and fight for political power, does not take the family. So he was absolutely sure about his cause. I mean, it must be something divine. Or as I said, for example, Mahatma Gandhi has said that, I learned from Hussein how to be victorious when I'm oppressed. And now he stood against the British colonialism of his time. Okay? So Imam al-Hussein and his movement, directly or indirectly, was the cause for so many of the justice seekers all across the world during the history of the world, Sheikh Rouhani. And this is really great that makes Hussein and his movement something going beyond boundaries and borders.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know that the Holy Quran introduces the religion of Islam as the religion of fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nas alayha. When Quran addresses the fitrah and nature of man, it means that the values that Islam presents and supports and preach, they should be also some sort of innate kind of values that should be accepted by the mankind. You know, it shouldn't be specified for a specific group of people. For example, the principle of Tawheed that Islam and Abrahamic religions presents to the mankind, it is the principle, or it is the belief that goes completely in accordance with the nature of man.
Very good.
That's why a sort of tawheed you also may find in Hinduism as well. If you study, there are a sort of Hinduism, for example, in Upanishad, we have some verses that really are exactly like the Surah to Tawheed.
Okay.
It discusses or speaks about tawheed. So that's why tawheed is something natural. You know, a kind of innate sort of principle.
In a type of inclination toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
If you truly explain it to the mankind, mankind would accept it.
Yes.
Same is the case with justice, with qiyamah, because qiyamah is the manifestation of justice. You know, there must be justice. Man naturally loves justice, support justice, you know. Man is naturally inclined towards justice.
Very good.
That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah actually performs his justice. Now, in this world, the Imam of the time, like Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam, should be the manifestation of divine justice. And this justice is completely compatible with the nature of man.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when you explain it truly to the mankind, they would accept.
Okay.
They would love Hussein because they would understand that this man is the one who performed justice.
So non-Muslims will be inclined
non-Muslims
to...
Non-Muslims as well.
Okay. Okay.
As well.
Yes.
The point is that you should truly explain, mm-hmm. perfectly,
okay.
comprehensively explain. But sometimes the problem is from our side.
Yes.
That we cannot explain the true Hussein.
Sheikh, in this way, even without explanation, if somebody nowadays search Hussein and his cause for movement, he will easily or she will easily find out that why Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam goes beyond borders. I mean, it does not even need explanation. It is a self-explanatory concept. I mean, the justice and the adl that you are talking about and goes in the historical context. And you know that this is not something that 50-50%, okay, 50% Yazid was right, 50% Hussein. No. Because Hussein sacrificed everything for the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his life. We can say sweetest things for a person is his life, his family, okay? So the people, even the non-Muslims, even the Buddhists, as you said, even the Hindus, the Jews, the Christians, we say that, okay, there must be a reason for that. And what is that reason? Justice, as you said.
Yeah, of course.
Standing against tyranny, for example.
Yes, yes.
That's why they love Imam al-Hussein.
Yeah, of course. You know, that the problem is that, unfortunately, Muslims, not only nowadays Muslims, even at the time of the Prophet wasallam, Islam, to some extent, was misunderstood. That this is another conception that we should talk about.
Okay.
Because of this misconception or misunderstanding of Islam, the event of Ashura and Karbala occurred. You know why? What I want to focus is that this message of justice by the Prophet was not truly understood, unfortunately, by some of the Muslims.
Okay.
They misportrayed it. They mispresented it to the Ummah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they followed Yazid, you know?
Yazid.
The wrong one.
And Umayyads.
Why? Because of this misconception, because of this misunderstanding. That is why it's really difficult sometimes to explain truly what Hussein alayhi wasalam did in the history. It becomes really difficult. That's what I'm focusing on, you know? Because the mispresentations are also available.
Yes.
You know, when you search about Hussein.
Okay.
So one kind of explanation is a Shiite explanation.
Yes.
And the other alternatives are also available to misportray, to mispresent about Bilal Hussein.
You know that that time...
This is the problem that I wanted to mention. Yes.
And that time, Umayyads, namely Muawiyah and his son Yazid, went after the Roman style of the warcraft and worship against Muslims, okay?
Yeah, of course.
So they were completely deviated from the path of Islam.
Yeah, a kind of tribalism and racism.
Yes, tribalism and racism. And again, you know, the war tactics that were used against Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Now, through search, you can easily find out that they were Roman type, which had nothing to do with humanitarian aspect. That was only for killing and slaughtering Abu Abdullah al-Hussein.
I work in the night with millions of stars. Your eyes pull me to you, who are you? I work in the day with millions of angels. I see you in all these faces. Who are you? One step I fade away, the next step I'm born again. You're flowing in my veins. Who are you? Wherever I get tired, you call me from far and near. Whenever I get thirsty.
But Ashura and what took place in Karbala overlaps Sister Zainab with so many other justice-related concepts all across the world. I mean, for instance, you can find even in the letters by Nelson Mandela in prisons that he said that I was inspired by Hussein. Martin Luther King, United States of America, he says that I was, again. There is a very beautiful book, Al-Hussein Fal-Fikr Al-Masihi by Antoine Barra. Antoine Barra is the Syrian Christian writer and author, really famous. He wrote a book in Arabic language. This book is translated to English language too. That how Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is portrayed in the true Christian thought. And you cannot believe that how much the character of Hussein is close to Jesus Christ. Mm. The authentic, of course, Jesus Christ, okay? And the comparison that this man makes, sometimes even giving him more and higher ranks than Prophet of Allah, Jesus Christ. Hussein, you see, Hussein here is now higher than Jesus Christ even, okay? As a Christian brother. So interface echoes over here. I mean, interface dialogue, interface concepts and the values between different religions. Sister Zainab.
Yeah, well, obviously, fact that there is this of interface goes back to this idea that, you know, as human beings, you're basically, we're all created in the same way with the same kind of fitra. Now, it depends what happens as we then sort of grow up, basically. Some of us, inshallah, alhamdulillah, whichever way we put it, retain that fitra. And someone, a very good sheikh, once explained it to me. He said that in some of us, our fitra becomes buried under so many sins and bad deeds that, you know, everyone can be rehabilitated, basically. So this is obviously what we see maybe with Hua, with Imam Hussein.
Okay.
But it takes a lot of effort, so it depends. But this fitra obviously is more intact in some individuals.
Yes.
And for these individuals, it's easier for them to then be open to this and immediately take on board the values and the spirit of the revolution of Imam Hussein.
That's right. This is why, as I said earlier, that one of the great fathers and the bishops, you know, the Christian fathers were taking part in the Arbaeen procession. And when he was asked about the reason, he said that Hussein belongs to all. And the cause and the movement of Imam al-Hussein belongs to all, okay? Even his...
Because justice belongs to all.
Yes, right? Because justice...
Yeah.
And acting against the tyranny, okay,
yes,
belongs to all. And this is what the modern man in the 21st century is looking for.
Exactly.
I mean, they are after justice.
Yes.
Who better than Hussein to give them the right path?
Yes.
Through justice. That's it. Okay. Universally speaking, we are facing a character that cannot be limited to Shia Muslims, Sheikh Rouhani. And his line and his way of thought, you know, somehow overshadows all the people all around the world.
Yes.
And this is not limited only to a specific time, geography, or language, or ethnicity. It covers all up until the Day of Judgment.
Yes, of course. You know, we as Muslims, as I mentioned in the previous part of my speech, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the creator of us, as the creator of universe, let me give you this example. For example, when you have the mobile, the Apple, yeah, with you,
okay,
there is that symbol or icon of Apple on that mobile.
Yes.
By which you understand that it belongs to that company.
Okay.
Apple company, yeah?
Yes.
In us, since we are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also put something like an icon or symbol or something like label on us.
Mm-hmm.
We are created in that way. It's something we can say is installed in us.
Okay.
You know, when we are born in this world, we are already like a system within which something is installed.
Okay.
It's not empty.
Okay.
You know, now the question is that what is installed?
I'm feeling a little bit a robot now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
You know, because of this, we are inclined towards tawheed, towards justice.
Uh-huh.
We are against oppression.
Okay.
You know, it's not something that we created.
Mm-hmm.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in this way.
Okay.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided us with aql, with intellect, with reason. This reason helps us to understand where is oppression and where is justice. Mm-hmm. Then we naturally will be inclined towards what? Justice.
Justice.
Whenever you see a man who is sacrificing everything for the sake of justice, you would automatically, naturally, would be inclined towards that person. You
know, nobody is inclined towards Yazid.
Because it is, of course, of course, because it is already installed on you. Uh-huh. It's not under your control. You're created with this. You're labeled like this. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Is it true to say
labeled? No, it's good. It's good. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. So okay. That is why we are inclined towards Hussein. Mm-hmm. If we truly understand what Hussein is, who Hussein is. Sometimes the problem is that we misunderstand.
Even we do not say who Hussein was, we say who Hussein is, okay?
Yes,
because
yes.
It's still
because
fresh.
He's alive.
He's alive, very
yeah.
good. Yeah,
who can,
fresh.
Who can now gather tens of millions of people wow. in a small city like Karbala? Who is more alive than Hussein? Who is more alive than Hussein?
Wow.
If you can find one person, one single person, who can gather millions of people
okay.
without paying anything to them. Yeah, in a Sahara, in a desert like Karbala.
Yes.
The hottest maybe desert in the world.
Okay.
Without facilities, sometimes even without security.
Yes.
Without any kind of insurance systems.
Long, long walk.
Yeah, who is alive now?
From far, far distances.
Exactly.
The people on foot come to Karbala.
Yeah. If you go to Karbala and you see the people, when the people enter the holy shrine of Imam Hussein, look at the feelings that they have. Look at the contact. The communication they have with Hussein.
Yes.
They are really in the presence of Hussein. Look at those reporters once.
Yes.
There was a foreigner, a non-Muslim reporter, just entered the holy shrine of Imam Hussein. And she started crying. The footage and the videos yes. are available. They
yes.
can search.
Yes, yes, yes.
The
I
question
saw.
Is that why is she crying?
Mm-hmm.
She was not Muslim.
Okay.
Yeah?
She had never heard the name of Hussein.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just entered for a few maybe minutes. In the holy shrine of Abu Abdullah. But she started crying. You know, this is a kind of communication that is there mm-hmm. between the people and Hussein.
Mm-hmm.
Hussein mm-hmm. is, what we can say, it's beyond alive. You can say that
yes.
he is present in the hearts of these
millions
of people.
He is the ark of salvation. He is Safinatun Najah. Yes.
Yeah, that is why we say that Hussein is alive.
Yes.
We cannot say Hussein is died or Hussein.
Hussein is dead or something
yeah,
like that. Wow.
A dead cannot gather these millions of people.
Okay.
Even these living mankinds cannot gather them.
Mm.
Even the states, the kings, the
no.
Salatin, the Umara cannot.
The celebrities
do that.
All around them. No one.
Cannot do that every year. You see? Mm. So that is why if we introduce truly Hussein to the mankind, mankind naturally love Hussein.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on this, that how can you explain?
How can you explain it? All right.
And of course, before that, you yourself should understand who Hussein is.
Yeah, who Hussein is.
Then you can introduce to the others.
Okay. Inshallah, Imam Anas will reappear.
Yes.
And he will introduce Hussein in the best way. The best person to explain who Hussein is Imam Anas.
Yeah, as you rightly mentioned, the Imam of the time will introduce Hussein.
Yes.
And then the people loves him, love
uh-huh.
him.
Through Hussein
yes.
he will introduce himself.
Yes, yes. This is the fact that we should know.
And by the Kaaba.
Yes.
That's right, okay. Anything missed, Sister Zainab?
Well, there's an interesting thing regarding, because obviously we're talking about the fact that we were born with this fitra, and obviously Sheikh Rouhani explained very nicely how we've got this of like icon or labeled. And I just read recently, so this is more the science, where science confirms what we already know.
Very good.
Now, apparently they've done some brain studies that when people are thinking or talking about anything related to God or spirituality, there's a particular part in the brain that lights up.
Oh.
So this is very
wow.
beautiful.
Yes.
And
so scientifically it is proved too.
Because everybody knows that, you know, we ourselves, we are not creating those things.
Yes.
You know, we are created.
Yes.
Since we are created, it's something that is given to us, that is labeled,
yes.
that is installed.
Okay.
And that is why we have this nature.
Mm-hmm. Even our maraji and ulama say that if you find somebody who is sealed in heart and hope, okay, the soul is sealed somehow, or he is against, for example, religion, God, or something like that, just for once, give them the chance of go and pay ziyarah to Abu Abdullah al-Hussein.
Mm.
The doors will be open to him. Okay?
Exactly.
That's it. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani and Sister Zainab, for a nice elaboration. Why does Karbala resonate beyond religious boundaries and geographical borders? It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. Please do not forget us in your supplications and worshipings during the majalis you go in this holy month of Muharram. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.